Hi, I am Lily Ben Harris, and I'm interviewing my grandmother today, Beverly Harris, here in her home in Birmingham, Alabama. The day is November 27th, 2017. How are you, Nana?
I am doing fine.
Yeah, how was your day?
My day has been very busy.
So, sounds like a good day then.
It has been a good day.
Yeah. So tell me what year you were born.
Pardon?
What year were you born?
I was born in 1937. Okay. I just had my 80th birthday.
So you were born right at the middle of the Depression or right at the tail end?
Right after the Depression.
Right, okay.
Right after the Depression. My parents were born right at the end of the Depression.
Wow, okay.
And my mother said she owned 3 dresses at the time.
Really?
So they went through a hard, hard time back then, but they had a good life.
And you grew up in a boarding home, correct?
I grew up in my grandmother's home. She had a boarding house, and she fed everyone. I was from Tennessee, and that was for the days of McDonald's or any of the fast food restaurants. And she cooked great meals, vegetables and meats and so forth and so on. And she fed everyone that lived in, that worked in downtown Jackson. She also fed the patients from over at the hospitals when they would go back to work. The doctors would send to her what they wanted their patients to have in their menu, and she would fix special menus for them. She charged 50 cents a meal.
Wow, that's really cool. So what was that like growing up in the boarding home? Did you meet a lot of interesting people?
Met a lot of interesting people. My whole family lived there, plus 2 people that rented rooms for my grandmother, but they were just like my uncles. They had lived there forever, so it was like one big family.
Yeah, that's so cool. And so you were born right before the World War II started.
That's correct.
Right. So do you remember like growing up in that environment?
Not too much. I remember that my cousin joined the Air Force in, I think, in 42. And then my dad was drafted about 2 weeks before he was 35, which was the cutoff age. He never had to leave this country. But I do remember going to see him when he was in the service in Texas, riding the train out there to see him. So it was an interesting time.
Yeah. Did you know anyone who like fought in the war and died?
Didn't know anyone that died in the war, but my cousin was a fighter pilot and was stationed on Guam and had 32 missions over Tokyo, but no one on his crew was ever injured.
That's amazing. So how old were you when the war started? I'm sorry. When it ended, I guess.
When it ended? 6 or 7, I guess.
6 or 7, okay.
But we were in Texas when the war ended, and we had gone to a movie there off base, and I can remember them coming in and telling us the war had ended, and people were screaming and laughing and hugging everyone. They were so happy.
Wow. So were you visiting your father, or did you stay on the base with him?
No, we did not stay on the base. We stayed in a little town called New Boston at the home of some people that my dad had met there, and we stayed with them each time we went out there. There were no such things as motels. You either had hotels or you stayed in private homes.
Wow. So then you grew up like after the war ended.
Yes.
And then, so what years were you in high school?
I was in high school. I graduated from high school in 1955.
1955, okay. So was it fun, like interesting to go to school in the 50s when like be a teenager during an age of so much change?
No, we really didn't know that much about it because you didn't have some people had television, but not many people had TVs. It was all from newspapers, basically. So we were not kept informed the way you are today. And in a way, maybe that's good.
Yeah.
Because people are so scared of what is going on today, and we didn't live in that constant fear as young people do today.
Yeah. So were you in Tennessee in high school then?
Yes, I was in Tennessee in high school.
Do you feel like you have, like, a unique perspective on like racial climates in the South during that time because that's where you lived?
No.
Yeah.
Did you say weather climate or racial?
Racial climates.
Racial, yes. Yes, I can remember going to Memphis as a child and seeing water fountains beside the elevators. Okay. One would be marked whites only, the other would be marked blacks only. And this, to me, was sad, but that was the way it was back then.
Yeah.
They didn't have self-service elevators. They always had someone that worked on the elevators. Yeah. It was usually a black gentleman.
Yeah. So did you like ever have like a nanny or anything?
No.
No.
I did have a lady that came in and kept me some while my mother was taking care of an ill sister. And she would take me out and stroll me in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We'd meet one of the other ladies with their little girl that they were taking care of, and we would play.
That's fine. So, when did you meet Papa Brian?
Met him on a blind date.
Really?
In Atlanta, Georgia. And was introduced by friends. Mm-hmm. And we dated for about a year and a half.
Really? How old were you?
I was 21.
Okay.
No, 21. I was 21.
Were you in college?
I was out of college. Okay. I was working in Atlanta.
Okay. That's cool. So you dated for a year and a half and then you got married.
That's right.
What was like your relationship like before you got married? Like, was it fun? And
it was, but he was traveling a lot in the job that he was going into. So we did a lot of our dating through letters.
Really?
Yes.
Do you still have them?
No, I don't have them now.
How old was he?
He was my age.
Okay.
He was my age. And I guess we were 20. I said 21. We must have been 22.
Mm-hmm.
Met when we were 22. And then married when we were 24.
That's cool.
So it was a nice relationship. And we moved right after we married to Columbia, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Were there for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. Were there for 4 years. Moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah. Were there for a year. Moved back to South Carolina and were there again for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then moved here to Birmingham.
Was it hard to move so much?
When you're younger, it doesn't bother you that much. When we had children, well, Lily Ben, your dad was in five schools the first 5 years he was in school. And that's hard on children.
Yeah.
It's very hard on children to make close friends. Mm-hmm. But his brother started first grade here in Birmingham, so he went all the way through Birmingham schools. But it's not so much fun when you get older to have to pack up and move.
I mean, did people even rent houses then, or did you have to buy a new home like every time you moved?
We bought each time we moved. When we first married, we rented an apartment until we bought our first home.
Did you know that when you moved that it probably wouldn't have been the last time you were moving?
No.
So you always thought it would be your final home?
Well, we really didn't know. We really didn't know because he was transferred.
Right.
And it was hard. It was hard to start. You were basically starting over each time you moved.
Yeah.
To find a new grocery store.
Yeah.
To find department stores. To find churches.
Yeah.
And they were all different from what we were used to.
So when you moved to Birmingham, did you think it was going to be the last time?
I hoped it was going to be the last time. I was tired of moving by then.
Did you like it when you came here?
Yes, I did. We had good neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought our home while it was under construction. And it proved to be very nice. It was a very livable house. It was good for kids.
Was it the house that, like, I grew up coming to visit you in? Was that the same house?
Pardon?
Was it the same house I grew up coming to visit you in?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we lived there for 45 years.
Wow.
Or I lived there for 45 years.
Yeah. So was it hard to, like, move out?
Very hard to leave my home, but I knew that the time had come where I needed to.
Yeah.
And it had a lot of steps.
Yeah.
And I needed to move. But I have been very happy here. This is supposedly for independent living, though we have a lot of people here that are not that independent anymore.
Right.
They have helpers. Thank goodness I am still independent.
Yeah.
And can do my thing, but I've made some good friends here. So that I still go back and see my friends where I lived here.
So you were a teacher, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Teacher and a librarian.
What grades did you teach?
I taught third grade, and I taught fifth grade, sixth grade, and then I did basically library work.
Do you have, like, a grade that you preferred to teach?
Third grade was mighty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were getting to learn how to read.
Mm-hmm.
and they were learning their numbers and so forth and so on, and they were still innocent.
Mm-hmm.
When they got older, they were not quite that way.
So when you were moving a whole lot, did you have to, like, find a new job too for yourself?
I did not work when the children were young.
Okay.
The only year that I worked after they were born was I taught kindergarten in South Carolina. The year before Brian got a job here, was transferred here with a job. And I taught I had 4-year-olds in kindergarten that came 5 days a week, and that was the best year of my life in teaching. Mm-hmm. I absolutely loved the children. Mm. They were so eager to learn, and they could learn so much, and they were so respectful, and I absolutely loved that age.
That's cool. So when did you retire from teaching?
I retired from teaching in 2000.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's after I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So what school did you teach at? Does it still exist in Birmingham?
I basically did library work and worked in the office at Huffman. It was Huffman Elementary School. Okay. And then when the lady that was in charge of the office retired, they asked me to take her place. Mm-hmm. So I basically ran the office and did all the computer work mm-hmm. and stuff of that sort at the elementary school, and mm-hmm. then it became a middle school, and then my principal was transferred to the high school. Mm-hmm. I ended up there
mm-hmm.
for 2 years before I retired, mm-hmm. but I was with them for 22 years.
Wow. Did you always feel like a call to teach or be a librarian or like work in schools?
Yes. I was always very interested in education mm-hmm. and would have probably taught here, but I was very discouraged when they said though I had my master's degree, they mm-hmm. said I would have to go back to school and take 2 courses that had nothing to do with what I would be teaching. And it upset me so bad, I thought, I'm not going to do it. I have no one to take care of my children, and my husband has gone a lot traveling, and I'm not going to do it. Right. I will just fill in where I can
yeah.
and take hours when they're in school and work mm-hmm. then.
So, like, looking back over your life, are there, like, any, like, memories that, like, stand out that you would want to share with me?
Repeat that question.
Looking back over your life, are there any memories that stand out that you would want to share with me? Like, it can be small or something.
I love my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And that has been the highlight of my life. And my only regret is the fact that their grandfather never got to play with them.
Yeah.
Because he was always a child at heart, and he loved children, and he loved his sons. And I have been very, very proud of both of my boys. They have done well, and they have been very good to me.
Yeah. Well, is there anything that, like, I feel like this is kind of a deep question, but is there anything you would want to be, like, remembered by? Like,
I would like to be remembered that I was kind to people, because if you can put a smile on your face and bring happiness to anyone else, I feel like your mission has been accomplished.
Yeah.
And I felt like that when I moved here. Because we have so many people here that don't have families, and they don't have anyone that cares for them, and never comes to see them. And to me, that is so sad. And if you can bring a little bit of joy to someone else, it means so much.
Yeah. Would you want that to, like, be your legacy? Like, would you want, like, after, like, the time comes, do you want, like, how do you want people to, like, live in your name? Just, like, trying to make others happy?
Bring happiness to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Live good lives. Mm-hmm. Don't do things that you regret. Though that's hard to say. We all regret some things. But we need to be thankful for what we have. And not mm-hmm. always be asking for things, but be thankful for what we have.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me and letting me interview you for this.
Well, I hope you've learned a few things about your grandmother that you didn't know.
I have. I really enjoyed it. You got me tearing up a little. I love you.
Love you too, honey.